Irwin, brother and sister, G.A., St. Helena, California, November 28, 1909. Dear brother and sister Irwin, I hardly know how to respond to your letter. At present, I wish to say but little in regard to the duty of yourself, Elder Farnsworth, or other of my brethren, for the Lord has not laid this burden upon me. My burden for our brethren is that they may learn their duty from the Lord. You and Elder Farnsworth have had long experience, and I believe that as you seek the Lord, He will hear you. I have felt that if you were here in California, your influence would be a great help to Elder Haskell and to the other workers here. I think so still. But as such a move means much to you, I will let you take the responsibility yourself of deciding the matter. I would be glad to have you here, but I have no positive light that would warrant me in urging you against your own best judgment. I must leave it with you to seek the Lord, and let Him work out His will in His own way. I feel the deepest anxiety as I consider the cities that are yet unworked. Day and night the burden is upon me. The cities must be worked without delay. The message of present truth must be carried to those who have not heard it. He who gave his life for a perishing world was despised and rejected of men. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53, verse 4, 5. This salvation is for the inhabitants of the unworked cities. Time is rapidly passing into eternity, and these cities have as yet scarcely been touched. There is a power that the Spirit of God can impart to truth. As light is flashed into the mind, a conviction will take hold of hearts that will be too powerful to resist. I cannot, however, specify just who shall go to a certain city, or whose duty is elsewhere. My duty is to say that God is earnestly calling for a great work to be done in the cities. New fields are to be opened. Men who know the message and who should feel the responsibilities of the work have manifested so little faith that because of difficulties or fears, there has been a long neglect. This work requires the investment of means. But if our people will, in faith and courage, make a beginning, they will find that they are doing the very work that will result in bringing in the necessary means. The Lord will bless Brother and Sister Cress if they will, in the name of the Lord, go forth in connection with the gospel ministry to labor in the cities. The cities of the East should now receive special attention. Dr. Cress has written me about Brother and Sister Starr and Mrs. Cress and himself taking up a line of work together in the city of Washington and at the sanitarium at Tacoma Park. The precise position that Dr. Cress shall fill has not been outlined to me. Therefore, I cannot take the responsibility of saying definitely what his relation to the Tacoma Park Sanitarium should be. I have had light, however, that Elder Starr and the Doctors Cress can do an important line of work for those who have not heard present truth. They can present the truths that we as a people are grounded upon. It is well, in presenting the truth to unbelievers, first, to present some subjects upon which they will agree with us. The principles of health and temperance will appeal to their judgment, and we can, from these subjects, lead them on to understand the binding claims of the fourth commandment. This work our physicians can help in doing. When the people see the value of instruction given regarding healthful living, it gives them confidence to believe that the teachers of these principles have the truth in other lines. It is the Lord's plan that physicians well versed in Bible truth shall unite with ministers laboring in the cities and aid in giving as a whole the harmonious message of warning that should be given to the world. Some of the very best qualified men in our institutions should be chosen for this work. To some, it may seem unwise to take men qualified for the position of head physicians and put them to labor in the cities, even though chosen men fill their places in the institution. But we need to take a broader view of the work and to consider that the Lord is calling for a special line of work to be done in the cities, a work which requires the efforts of men of clear perception and who, in the power of the Holy Spirit, can present before large congregations the principles of health reform. The presenting of Bible principles by an intelligent physician will have great weight with many people. There is efficiency and power with one who can combine in his influence the work of a physician and of a gospel minister. His work commends itself to the good judgment of the people.
If brother and sister Star will devote their consecrated ability to the work in our large cities, in connection with brother and sister Cress, they may, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, do a precious work. If they will move forward in the Lord's order, He will recognize their efforts. Wherever possible, I am presenting to our people the story of the wonderful deliverance of Israel, when, pursued by Pharaoh and more pressed, they moved forward at God's command. We need to cease from our unbelieving thoughts and our fears regarding the work that we should take up. If Dr. Cress will labor as a medical evangelist under the Lord's direction and go forward in humility, a good work will be accomplished. We are now in the last stages of this earth's history. We are living in a world of confusion, and we need daily a living faith in Jesus Christ. He is our sufficiency. The members of our churches need the sanctifying grace of God. Every possible effort should be put forth to labor in the spirit and power of Christ. He labored in humble simplicity, not drawing into his great work one thread of selfishness.